Welcome to the weekly hotspot, kink conversation, BDSM advice, inside the worlds of distance domination and phone sex. We're your hosts, Mistress Delia, and I'm Ms. Olivia. Thank you for joining us today. We are going to switch things up and tell some wicked hot stories about men tricked into feminization and all that that means. Ms. Delia, should we start with a definition of feminization?
Absolutely. Let's talk about feminization when men put on women's clothes, be it lingerie or dresses, something that makes them feel more feminine. And a woman can dress a man. That is mistress feminizing a man.
I love that. So
me
let's
too.
Talk about the women who dress men in lingerie and, as you said, other women's clothes.
Oh, exactly.
So common themes of being tricked into feminization. I think one of the most common things is a strong or a dominant woman, an alpha woman, makes him a girl. And a lot of the stories are about wives feminizing husbands. Haven't you seen that as a theme?
I have seen that as a theme just so much. And these wives often trick or coerce their husband in the most wicked ways to get him all girlied up and feminized.
Isn't that wonderful? I mean, she's wicked. She's devious. She can be mean. She can be demanding. She can kind of order him and threaten him if he doesn't wear the panties. I mean, there's so many ways to go to this. Now, we're talking about wives, but it can also be a girlfriend, turning her boyfriend, for example, into a sissy.
Oh, I love that so much. And one of the things that I enjoy about this type of being tricked into feminization is that a lot of times the men really don't know what is going on, what is happening. They're just like a lamb led to slaughter. They're just brought right along and they have no idea. They're saying, yes, ma'am, yes, ma'am. And then all of a sudden, they're completely feminized.
And they look and they go, whoops, how did this happen?
Exactly. That is just the most fun, though.
And I think because you and I are femdoms, we like it because the common theme is the woman has the power and the man is powerless to resist being feminized.
Oh, exactly. Powerless to resist. And really doesn't know it's going on until it's way, way, way too late. It's so delicious.
It is. Now, this is different from being a cross-dresser. And we talk about some of the differences in an earlier podcast called Let's Make Him a Sissy. And then also in the interview with a cross-dresser when we talked to Yvonne. So tricked into feminization is a little bit different from voluntarily going into cross-dressing.
Right. There are a lot of things that, a lot of themes that go along with being feminized almost when you didn't know it. And anything can happen after you're in those girly clothes because your mistress, your wife, your girlfriend, the neighbor, whomever it is, she has a lot of plans for what is going to happen to that sissy man after he's all dolled up.
Adorable. And, you know, some of this is like really gender switching, which is fabulous. And I've seen this a lot. He's an alpha man at work and in all other aspects of his life. But when he calls mistress, he wants to be a submissive girl. And that can mean his male name, for example, is changed to a female name.
Oh, I've done that, you know, Chris to Chrissy, Steve to Stephanie. So many ways to change a man's name. And of course, Sissy Candy or some other silly sissy name goes with any name. It doesn't matter.
That's true. Cocksucker Sissy Candy.
Oh, yes. It just screams it, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. It absolutely does. And some of the ways to trick a man into feminization is, for example, putting him in chastity.
Oh. Oh, yes. Because if he's in chastity and you are the key holder, then he must do anything that you say just for that little glimmer of hope that he might get out of chastity if he looks really pretty for you.
Oh, honey, I really want you to come out of chastity. I'll take you out, but why don't we put these super sexy stockings on your beautiful legs? Don't they feel so good? Oh, maybe we'll just do a broad. Maybe we'll put you in some matching panties. I mean, it feels so bad to just have a set and not use the whole set.
You know, you are so right with that key kind of draped around your neck, just dangling down between your breasts and that cleavage. It's all that he can focus on. He sees that key shine and just says, yes, mistress. Yes, dear. Oh, yes, anything that you would like.
Now, for you podcast listeners, speaking of anything that we would like, here's what we want you to do. We have a specific request that you support our podcast by subscribing wherever you listen to your podcasts. Specifically, we know a lot of people are listening via Apple Podcasts. Can you do us a huge favor? Subscribe to our podcast, like it, and leave a review on iTunes. Only if it's a good review. But we really, really, really want you to do that, and we would very much appreciate it.
I love that. I love that. And we are actually Android podcast friendly too. So if you have some great podcast sites, feel free to send them to us.
Oh, what a great idea. Actually, if you have great podcast sites, send them to Delia because she's in charge of that stuff.
Yes, I am.
Delia's email is delia@enchantrixempire.com. And my email, if you want to send me creative ideas, like podcast ideas and stuff, send them to me. We split up the work of the podcast, and Delia is brilliant with all of the technical stuff. Me, not so much. So send either of us anything, but send the podcast suggestions to Delia. And if you just want to talk to me, send an email to me, Olivia@EnchantrixEmpire.com. So speaking of talking, Ms. Delia, let's go into the stories. One of my favorite scenes, he is tricked and sissified on a cruise.
So, I like that lots and lots.
Right? So he's been my boyfriend for however long. And I've flirted with him and I've teased and I've gotten him so aroused. And he's just all hot and bothered, willing to do absolutely anything. Every single moment he's saying, yes, Olivia, anything for you, Olivia. And I look at him and say, now, you know, I really want us to take this to the next level. Would you like to go to the next level? And of course, he's like, oh, yes, I do. Please, are you going to let me fuck you? I mean, he doesn't say that, right? But he's like, I'll do
thinking
anything to get in your panties.
Mm-hmm.
But little does he know, that means he's going to literally get in my panties. I just love that pun, don't you?
I actually really do too. I have a little twist on the cruise.
What do you do?
The cruise, the vacation. Oh, of course it's a secret getaway. And I've done all the packing. He doesn't have to think about anything. We get there, we're checked in, we're out at sea. And we go to get dressed.
Oopsie, he unpacks.
I know. Did I pack two suitcases of my things? Oh, uh-oh. My goodness. Well, why don't we start this way? And why don't you put on these sexy yoga pants and we'll go work out? Sure, you can put on this crop top too. And, you know, as the day goes on, as we get into night, he gets more and more and more dressed up, and all kinds of naughty things happen on that cruise.
And one of the things that helps with kind of making him go along with things is, one, he's promised that if you do this, then you will get more access to me. So, for example, oh, honey, I really want us to snuggle in bed, but it'll make me feel so sexy if you wear this cute baby doll. I mean, I'm wearing a cute baby doll. Maybe you should too. And then, oh, he feels that panty fabric on his balls and his cock. And then you start rubbing his cock and start calling it a clitty and say, oh, your clitty feels so good. It feels amazing to me. And of course, he just begins to associate all of those fabulous sexual feelings with being feminized.
It really is delicious how you can start slowly and just pick up one thing, something that he'll really associate with being girly and being sexy. It's really a way to train the mind that is just so sexy. So whenever he sees those red panties on the bureau, he's immediately hardening. He's immediately aroused.
And you mentioned seeing the sexy panties on the bureau. So you've come back from the cruise and you have, in fact, trained his mind.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. Well, now you can begin to train his body with, slipping some female hormones into his morning energy drink. And then just looking and saying, why, sweetheart, your chest is fitting the bra just a little bit better. Oh, your nipples are out tingling. The female hormones fantasy is so hot because it allows the mistress to change the body however I want, however you want in our fantasy feminization phone call.
Oh, that is so true. The fantasy hormone therapy I love because I've even had an amazing fantasy sharing, a couple where we've each had one of my special chai tea, warm, yummy drinks, just perfect as it sits there simmering on the stove, the relaxing fragrance from it just filling the kitchen. And we stand in there and we each have a cup. And not only does it change the body, it also changes his mind, helping him to be a little more relaxed and demure, so vulnerable. And he just feels that more and more with each and every sip as those delicious ingredients and those hormones just start to move throughout his body and mind.
So it's looking like a woman, feeling like a woman, acting like a woman.
Oh, yes.
A dominant woman often loves feminizing a man, even if she wants to keep him male, even if she calls it, oh, your cock looks so great in panties. It's still feminizing a man, and it's fucking awesome, especially if you catch him in your panties.
Oh, absolutely. It's so true. If he is helping at your house, doing some work, and you've stepped out for a minute, coming in from running your errands, setting him up so that you see him rifling through your lingerie is really the sexiest kind of gotcha.
Would you set him up, Miss Delia? Would you do that?
Oh, I absolutely would set him up. Oh, yes, I would.
Because especially, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, just to see the look on his face when I very quietly walk up the stairs, silently step into the closet. He wouldn't even see me until I cleared my throat. And that blush, the blush to his cheeks, those eyes, the way they look immediately down, the gulping that he would do when he tried to speak to explain. It's those vulnerable, embarrassed things that really excite me.
Catching a man in panties, I agree, is just absolutely one of the hottest things. And even before I catch him in panties, you know me, I'm a little bit sneaky. So I go to his web browser and I'm like, oh, he forgot to clear his history. Wonder what porn he's looking at. Oh, he's looking at all kinds of sissy porn. Now, isn't this exciting? And then I tell him, oh, I'm going away on a business trip. I'm going to be away for 3 days. Well, I'm not. I'm only going to be away for 1.5 days.
Right.
So I arrive home early and I know what he's going to be doing. He is going to be getting into my lingerie. He's going to be putting on my panties. He's going to be exploring my camisoles and my cute and sexy tap pants and the silk and the satin and the skirts and the tops and all of this kind of stuff, because I've been leaving my lingerie all over the bedroom to absolutely drive him crazy. Well, I arrive home early, catch him in my panties, and then I sit him down. Sweetie, wearing my panties is okay. That, don't worry about that. It does feel really good on your body. Secretly, I know that this is just the start of things. I am going to turn him into my sissy.
I absolutely think that is a fabulous sissification fantasy. Oh, yes. One thing that I really like that's similar to that, when you are away and there are cameras in the house, because everyone has those cameras now. They're attached to our doorbells, our spotlights. We've got these things all around the house to watch our pets. Well, I will tell you, you can watch a lot more than just your pets and get some very naughty, sissy behavior on camera. And then when you see him, you just say, sweetie, I was going through our camera feed from when I was away. I didn't know you were a sissy. Sweetie, I didn't know that you liked wearing my panties. It's okay. Let's talk about it.
And if he resists, you can always say, you know, I pulled these into a separate file and I would just hate if this went to, oh, your bowling team, or, oh, your brothers, or, oh, your fantasy football league. Oopsie, did I send that to you? I'm so sorry. And then his immediate reaction is, oh my God, please don't do that. I'll do anything you want. What do you want? Okay, I'd like you to wear this.
Mm.
And then you just begin dolling him up. And it's kind of like, okay, you're going to be my sissy bitch now.
Oh, yes, you will. And it's true. It's wonderful because he had that secret cross-dressing fantasy anyway, didn't he?
He's tricked into feminization, but he's led into something that he has fantasized about or has been curious about.
Absolutely. Do you have any other sexy stories?
I do. We talked about the bait and switch on the Kinky Cruise. So he becomes a girl on the cruise ship. Well, the same thing can happen at home. Honey, I was cleaning up the closets and oopsie, I threw away all of your boxers. Oh, we can't go to the store so quick. And for some reason, the entire Amazon site is down and we can't order you anything. Oh, well, you'll just have to go to work in my panties. And so you sent him to work. He's going to work. He's wearing panties under his business suit. Oh.
And he really, really loves those panties being the first thing touching his skin. The first thing against his skin is soft and silky. Those panties stay on his mind all day long. He loses focus a couple of times at work because those soft and silky panties pressing against his cock make him feel like such a sissy slut. It's the perfect kind of way to be in his mind all day at work, I think.
And it can be all kinds of things. It can be just those panties, or when he comes home from work, strip him out of those business clothes, right? Put on a sissy porn video and then walk over. I like to get my strap on, strap it on, wrap my hand around my strap on, and just start stroking up and down, up and down. And then just tell him, well, since you look like a girl, why don't you get down on your knees? Suck my strap on. Suck my cock. And of course, he does, because he has been tricked, sissified, and then he's learning to suck cock, which I think is fair.
I think that is so fair too, especially if you have a little fun and he's tired after work. Maybe he has a drink and starts to fall asleep on the couch, sitting there just in those pretty panties, relaxing. But then you go ahead and while he's snoozing, you put on that cocksucker red lipstick. You give him a nice smoky eye and blushing cheeks. You do his makeup and completely feminize him while he's sleeping. That is great manipulation.
Absolutely, because especially you get photos of it.
Oh, yes.
Now, sometimes we use photos and kind of use those to manipulate or trick someone into going further with the feminization than perhaps he originally thought of. But other times, you have this great story about tricked into feminization because of something from the outside threatening.
Oh, yes. It's really a fun theme about being tricked into feminization because I am the escape, right? In that kind of theme, in that kind of story, the man is hiding from someone. Maybe it's his boss who is going to give him a bad review and only I can help. Or maybe he's being bullied at the gym a little bit and I can go in and smooth that over. But with those kinds of things, there is always a price to pay. There is always, always a cost for my help and assistance. So that is how he is tricked into feminization with me because, okay, well, your boss is going to give you a great job performance review as long as you stay in my good graces. Yes, there are a lot of things that I think you could do to help me. And maybe you'll just be my sissy maid for this full weekend. That's right. Come to my house Saturday at 10 a.m. and I'll take care of it from there.
Oh, you will take care of it from there. One of my all-time favorites is tricked into feminization in order to, and then fill in the blank, in order to get a slot at college, because you know sorority girls are just like wicked with men.
Oh, yes, they are.
Tricked into dressing like a girl because the CEO is a woman.
Exactly.
So, stories where you used to be a man and are now a woman, I love those. For example, I'm a CEO. I want a female assistant. Oh, you're the man and you've got all of that skill set. That's fabulous. Let's just work on your physical presentation, shall we?
Oh, exactly. What I like when you are feminized in order to get a job, my favorite spin on that is the client's comfort. Sitting in my office, knowing that these special clients are coming in, and they really like my assistants to be dressed a certain way. In fact, I have that outfit that you'll need to be wearing today, right here in my armoire. Oh yes, you need to change. Go right over here behind the changing screen and let's see how you look. Don't be shy. It's okay. You can come out now. Oh, you look darling. What a pretty sissy you are. The clients are just going to love you.
You are so devious. And then for the performance review, bend over, bitch.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to take my strap on. Or the clients will use you, and then the clients will tell us exactly whether or not you performed to your peak capabilities.
Delicious. I love that.
We sound so evil.
We
but
do.
We're not.
I mean, no.
We're nice people. But we do just have like this devious streak. I like being kind of devious.
Oh, I love tricking someone into feminization. Oh, I really, really do. It's what they really want. Anyway, some men just want to be tricked and feminized. There's no way around it. It's true.
And truthfully, whether or not they really want to be feminized or certainly sissified, I don't really care sometimes. What I want is the rule of law, and I will do anything and everything to get my way.
Mistress always wins.
Mistress always wins. So I am so curious. I want to hear from our listeners. Let's have fun with your transformation and feminization. You can call 1-800-601-7259. You can ask for Ms. Delia, Ms. Olivia, or if you think you can handle it, both of us.
And make sure that you connect with us on Twitter. Olivia is at Mistress Olivia 1, and I am at Empress Delia.
And you can always keep up with news, audios, sexy stories, and so much more on our blogs. Ms. Delia is begformistress.com and I am experiencedmistress.com. Now, before we go, we want you to support our podcast by subscribing wherever you listen to your podcasts. We have a specific request. We know that a bunch of you are listening via Apple Podcasts. Please do us a huge favor. Subscribe to the podcast, like it, and leave a review on iTunes. If you're not sure how to get there, our podcast URL is linked in the text at theweeklyhotspot.com.
Thank you, everybody, so much for joining us today for the Weekly Hotspot.
We will see you next week. Have fun in your panties.
Bye.